WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back again with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Building a spiritual practice that not only nourishes your own soul, but also strengthens the connections in your life. Ever felt like you're juggling relationships like there are flaming torches while simultaneously trying to meditate? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, spirituality isn't about escaping the chaos, it's about finding a center within that lets us navigate it with grace and understanding. Think of it as your inner GPS guiding you towards healthier, more fulfilling relationships. Now I know what you're thinking. Laura, I barely have time to brush my teeth, let alone build a meditation shrine. Trust me, it doesn't have to be all incense and chakras. It's about finding little pockets of connection, both with yourself and others, that bring you back to your center. Ready to upgrade those relationships? Let's break it down into five juicy takeaways. 1. Start with self-love. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Before we talk about connecting with others, let's focus on building a solid foundation within ourselves. Self-love isn't about being narcissistic, it's about recognizing your own worth and treating yourself with kindness. Think of it as this. If you wouldn't say something rude to your best friend, don't say it to yourself. This means practicing self-compassion, embracing your quirks, and celebrating your strengths. When you feel good about yourself, you radiate that energy outwards, attracting healthy connections like a magnet. 2. Embrace active listening. You know those conversations where you're just waiting for your turn to talk. Yeah, let's ditch that habit. Active listening is about truly being present with the other person, absorbing their words, and understanding their perspective without judgment. It's not about formulating your response while they're speaking, it's about creating a space of genuine connection. 3. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful behavior, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that binds you to the past. Think of it as a gift you give yourself freedom from emotional baggage. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on what we lack can make us feel even more depleted? Switching gears to gratitude is like flipping a switch. When we focus on the good things in our lives, no matter how small, it shifts our perspective and opens up space for more joy and connection. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple things, a warm cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger, or the laughter shared with loved ones. 5. Seek out meaningful connections. We all crave genuine connections, but sometimes it takes effort to find them. Look beyond surface-level interactions and seek out people who share your values, interests, and passions. Join a club, volunteer for a cause you believe in, or simply strike up conversations with those around you. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to please everyone? I get it. Relationships can be tricky, especially when we have ADHD brains that are wired to want connection but sometimes struggle with boundaries. Let me tell you about a time when I was so caught up in pleasing others that I ended up feeling completely drained and disconnected. I was taking on way too much responsibility at work and volunteering for every project under the sun, thinking it would make people happy and earn me approval. But guess what? It just led to burnout. One day, after snapping at a friend, oops, I realized that something had to change. I needed to prioritize my own needs and set some boundaries. So, I started saying no more often to commitments that didn't align with my values or goals. I learned to delegate tasks, communicate my needs clearly, and focus on cultivating relationships that were mutually supportive. You know what? It felt amazing. By prioritizing myself, I was able to show up as a better friend, colleague, and partner. Remember, spirituality isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up authentically, learning from our mistakes, and striving to be the best versions of ourselves. Cultivate that inner peace, embrace those meaningful connections, and watch your relationships blossom. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you're building a spiritual practice for better relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, every day is a chance to start fresh and create a more connected and fulfilling life. Until next time, stay beautiful, stay grounded, and keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.